Welcome to Be Here Now by Ram Dass, a book that will permanently change how you understand the relationship between success and genuine fulfillment. Most people assume that achieving more will eventually produce the inner peace they are searching for, but this book reveals why that assumption is the very trap keeping them stuck. Ram Dass, a Harvard psychology professor who traded his tenure and his Mercedes for a blanket on an Indian ashram, spent years building the case, and the answer is nothing like you expect. Richard Alpert had everything conventional success could offer: tenured positions at Harvard and Stanford, a Cessna airplane, a motorcycle, and the social prestige of a prominent research psychologist. Yet Ram Dass argues that beneath all of it ran a persistent current of dissatisfaction and inauthenticity. His identity depended entirely on external validation, titles, possessions, professional roles, and privately, something essential felt missing. The author contends that this existential hollowness made him unusually open to radical change. In the early 1960s, Alpert and Timothy Leary began experimenting with psilocybin and LSD. Those experiences temporarily dissolved the ego structures he had spent decades constructing, offering fleeting access to states that felt more real than ordinary waking life. The fundamental problem, according to Ram Dass, was impermanence. The insights faded, the ego reasserted itself, and no higher dose or different setting could produce lasting transformation. Having glimpsed something extraordinary, but being unable to hold on to it, became his central spiritual crisis. The decisive turning point came in 1967, when Alpert traveled to India and was brought before a Hindu saint named Neem Karoli Baba, known as Maharaji. Maharaji demonstrated knowledge of Alpert's private thoughts and the precise circumstances of his mother's death, information obtainable through no ordinary means. More striking still, Maharaji consumed roughly 915 micrograms of LSD. Alpert had secretly carried, with no apparent effect whatsoever. For the author, this was epistemologically shattering. If a substance that reliably altered consciousness in every research subject had no effect on this man, then Alpert's entire model of mind was fundamentally incomplete. Ram Dass argues that Maharaji permanently inhabited the condition psychedelics could only approximate chemically and briefly, crystallizing the distinction between altered states and a genuinely transformed way of being. What Alpert encountered in Maharaji's presence was not a structured curriculum, but something harder to categorize: unconditional love, expressed through complete, undefended presence. The guru's core instruction, love everyone, serve everyone, remember God, stood in stark contrast to the elaborate theoretical frameworks of academia. According to the author, this relationship functioned as a mirror, with Maharaji's acceptance exposing the ego's constructions rather than flattering them. Maharaji gave Alpert the name Ram Dass, meaning servant of God, and the author contends this renaming marked a profound recognition. The constructed self, Dr. Richard Alpert, defined by credentials, was always secondary to a deeper, unchanging awareness. True transformation came not through acquiring a new identity, but through the gradual release of the old one. Ram Dass argues that this encounter reoriented his entire understanding of spiritual development. Maharaji was not temporarily accessing an altered state. He permanently inhabited a transformed way of being. That distinction between a passing experience and a stable condition became the foundation of everything the author would go on to teach. What Alpert found in Maharaji's presence was not a curriculum, but something harder to categorize: unconditional love through complete, undefended presence. The guru's core instruction, love everyone, serve everyone, remember God, stood in stark contrast to academia's elaborate frameworks. According to the author, this relationship functioned as a mirror, exposing the ego's constructions rather than flattering them. Practices absorbed in the ashram, mantra repetition, service, surrender, gradually dismantled Alpert's intellectual defenses. The simplicity of daily routine and the constant modeling of non-attachment created a total environment for psychological repatterning. Ram Dass contends that the social structure of ashram life worked together with these practices to dissolve habitual identity. Maharaj Jai gave Alpert the name Ram Dass, meaning servant of God, and the author argues this renaming was far more than symbolic. It marked the recognition that the constructed self, Dr. Richard Alpert, defined by credentials, was always secondary to a deeper, unchanging awareness. True transformation came not through acquiring a new identity, but through the gradual release of the old one. In the book's view, the deepest human yearning is for union with a reality beyond the ego. That union, Ram Dass contends, is accessible through sustained practice, grace, and the willingness to be genuinely seen. The journey from achievement to awakening is ultimately a journey of release, not accumulation.